Welcome to the RepChat Inside Stories series, conversations with creative talent and creative entrepreneurial businesses. We discover the inside stories that inspire and motivate creative people to do what they do.
I'm really pleased to be in the virtual studio with Josh Gape of Ape Nutrition. Josh is an entrepreneur and an ex-athlete, and he's very passionate about nutrition and well-being. I've known Josh for a while, and I think he has some important messages about well-being and about us taking care of ourselves. So Josh, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah. And where are you at the moment? Where is your base?
In Exeter, well, just outside Exeter, a little town called Woodbury.
I'm here in London. I just wanted to ask you, how would you describe your business?
It's a supplement company in a nutshell, but it's kind of born out of a much bigger philosophy than that. Mm-hmm. And if I rewind it a little bit, it's probably better if I kind of tell my backstory and it opens up into what the company's all about. So my background's in rugby. That's kind of how we've met, isn't it? Through Harry. And then, so we used to play rugby together at Loughborough University. And I kind of realized towards the end of Loughborough that I wasn't going to be able to go pro and play in the Premiership like Harry. And so I wasn't sure what to do. And I went and did a master's degree at Bath University after finishing at Loughborough. After that, I was still not sure what I wanted to do, but I thought, while I don't know what to do, I may as well try and earn some money. So we had like a day where people came on to site and you got to, you know, interview for different roles. And I ended up kind of wandering into a interview with Coutts Bank, and I didn't really, you know what I was getting myself in for, but anyway, got the job, ended up interning there, got employed for a little bit after that. And then kind of went into the world of finance in London. I very much got into that mindset of, kind of chasing the, you know, the pay rise. And I got sucked into the London lifestyle. So my partner, Izzy, after quite a few years of working in finance in London, she said, look, I think we need to step away from this and go traveling. So we went away traveling, and within a week of landing in India, I looked at her and I was like, I can't believe I've just done that for the last 5 years. I was so far away from kind of what I'd grown up, what I thought I was going to do. I thought I was going to be a professional rugby player. And when I was younger, what kind of set me apart as a rugby player was all the extras I do around the rugby. I was never the biggest guy. I was never the most athletic guy. So I kind of knew I needed to go out and find out, you know, what else could I do? So first of all, it started with training. Right, okay, how can I kind of perfect my training program so I can gain weight, gain muscle, become a better athlete? And then that quickly evolved into nutrition, starting having an understanding of nutrition, and then a bit more of the kind of the more holistic health stuff. How can I optimize sleep, all this sort of stuff. And that's kind of what gave me an edge, and how I suppose I got as far as I did with rugby was due to the extra work I'd put in, you know, outside, you know, off the pitch sort of thing. So a week away in India, and I thought, my mind was just cleared. I had space. I started reading. I started listening to podcasts, and it was all just back at, you know, the things I'm passionate about mm-hmm. nutrition, about health optimization, about well-being, all that sort of stuff. So,
You went on a journey, which, you know, as you say, it is a journey many people go on, realizing years go by and there you are, maybe saying, and am I really happy? You unplugged. And then you discovered something which was what you're truly interested in.
Yeah. I feel like I rediscovered it, you know. I felt like I wandered off my path whilst I was in London. And then that space, you know, I feel really lucky to have been in a position where I could go away traveling and quit my job and, you know, be able to do that sort of stuff, because not many people are privileged enough to be able to do that. But for me, it was a really life-changing moment. Mm-hmm. And it just allowed me to reconnect and get back on my path. But still, I was like, right, okay, so I don't want to go back into finance, but I'm not quite sure what I want to do, but I know it's in this area. And so anyway, we carried on traveling and we ended up in Vietnam, and we were in this little town. I'm drawing a blank on the name, but we were in this little town. And I remember I was looking on TripAdvisor for somewhere to go and get a smoothie because I was like really hot. And I saw this place, it was a yoga studio. And I thought, okay, this place looks great. Amazing smoothie bowls. Jump on the scooter with Izzy, drive down to the yoga studio, pull up, and this little man in like a full orange robe and a third eye painted on his forehead was stood in the doorway. And I was like, hi, mate, I'm here for the smoothies. And he's like, there's no smoothies here. And he just got there that day, and he was the meditation teacher, and he was starting a two-week course. And I thought, well, you know, this is kind of interesting. I'd done a little bit of meditation before this. We'd done a bit of Headspace, but never really got on with it. And why not? We'll give it a go. So we sign up for this course. We do the 2 weeks, and it was every other day for 2 hours. So it wasn't, you know, one of these like Vipassana 10-day silent retreats or anything like that. And it completely blew my mind wide open.
What did you discover?
Where do I start? So I felt like my personality just changed during those 2 weeks. I think naturally, or maybe through working in finance in London, very young individual, very goal orientated, and I suppose like self-absorbed to a certain extent. Not self-absorbed, but I struggled to have empathy, like natural empathy. And those 2 weeks, I realized what empathy was. And I kind of, during those meditation sessions, I relived a lot of my experiences through my life, and I saw them through different eyes, my interactions with other people. And it just made me way more conscious of how I was going to go forward into the world. And yeah, it was an absolutely incredible experience. So we finished the 2 week course, and then after that, my mind really started whirling with, right, okay, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And for me, that experience connected the dots, because up until this point, I'd kind of been developing a philosophy around the mind and body to do with sport, right? So kind of, how can I help? I was thinking, how can I help, 16, 17, 18 year old young lads who are like me, who want to become a professional rugby player? How can I help them get the edge by doing this extra stuff like I did? And then that was like the third piece of the puzzle that landed in place. I was like, it's not just mind and body. There's a spiritual aspect to this. That is how, you know, you optimize your health and well-being. There's 100% a spiritual aspect, and it is just as much, it's almost the base. You know, if you're looking at it as a triangle, that is the base from which everything else comes. And I was thinking, right, okay, how do you communicate? Because if I would have tried to communicate that to 17-year-old Josh, he would have laughed, laughed his head off at me. So I was thinking, right, okay, how do I communicate this message? And yeah, the more I meditated on it, the more I thought about it, I ended up thinking, right, okay, what is my true area of expertise within all of this? And it comes back to nutrition. That was the thing I'd studied the most over the years, was the main passion within the whole well-being space. So I thought, right, okay, if I can start a nutrition company, and you know how the world is today through social media and everything, if you create something which gives you the platform, and then all of a sudden you've got a platform to spread your whole message. And if you're an area, you know, and it's kind of an expert in one area or look to in one area, it kind of gives you credibility to talk about other things. Yeah, that was kind of how the idea for the company was born.
I love the fact that you talk about this triangle, and it's interesting, isn't it? You know, the alignment of your mind, your body, and your spirit, and being led by your spirit. And it felt like perhaps there was awakening of the other voice, your spirit guiding you, bringing everything back into alignment.
Yeah. I heard Paul Check talk about the idea of a golden thread in your life. And that one moment for me, I always think, like, what are the odds? You know, I was just scrolling through TripAdvisor looking for a smoothie, and next minute I'm on this 2-week course, which completely changed the trajectory of my life. And and also my partner's life. Mm. So my partner, before, she was working in recruitment in London, but she very much knew that she, that's not what she wanted to do. But then she did that course. She just took to it like a duck to water, I suppose, meditation. And she's gone on to become a meditation teacher after that.
And about the business itself, Josh, how many years has it been running now?
So we incorporated in August 2018. First thing we sold was in maybe January. I'd say in earnest, it's probably been going about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So I know that nutrition and athleticism and optimal being is what this is about. And in terms of the supplements that you sell, how have you chosen which are the ones that you think are important? Because there's so many out there, aren't there?
Yeah, massively. So when I started this, I started with the idea of making a bar, like a health food bar. And I started ringing up supplement manufacturers to, and I designed the bar myself in the kitchen. You know, I'd ordered all the ingredients. I started doing it in the little flat in London. We were still living there. And I was phoning them and I said, I've designed this product, but, you know, it's not quite ready to sell. And people are, what, you've designed it? And I'm like, I've got, and they're like, oh, that's not how it works. You just ring us. You say you want to bring out a health food bar, and we just make it all. We do the packaging. We do everything. We decide on the ingredients. So it's crazy because it's cool because I've met other supplement companies which are like us, where they've kind of been built from the ground up, and it's someone that's really passionate about nutrition and they decide on the products. But a lot of supplements you see on the shelf, it's like a businessman that's thought, oh, there's a gap in the market here, and they've started a supplement company. And these supplement manufacturing facilities, you know, will design everything top to bottom. So the thing with Ape is the supplement line kind of has gone on my journey with me. So it started out with sort of ketogenic, low carb friendly products, because I experimented with that diet once we got back from traveling, and I found it really effective. And so I thought, okay, this is amazing. And then I started producing products in that area. And then kind of as my understanding and my knowledge in relation to nutrition has evolved, so has the company. And where we're at the moment is the main things we do is we create organ meat, or what I like to call a nose to tail supplement line. So the concept's built around the idea of nose to tail is you eat every part of the animal, you know, horns to hooves, right? You don't let anything go to waste. And it's quite a beautiful concept, to be honest, because so much of this food, it just goes to waste. Like, I remember when we developed the first product, which was a beef organ capsule, it had heart, liver and kidney in it. And I went to the farm, I found a grass-fed, pasture-for-life certified farm, and I went there to meet the farmer. And I was speaking to him about my idea and what I wanted to do. And he's like, what, you want organ meat? And I'm like, yeah, I want as much as you can get, I want. And he took me into I walked through the abattoir and then into this huge walk-in freezer at the back. And he just started opening these like boxes, and he just had stockpiles of freeze-dried and frozen and vacuum-packed organs and bones of the animals, just piles and piles in this massive walk-in freezer, bigger than the room I'm in now. And he was like, no one wants it. No, you know, we sell a tiny portion of this a week. And he was like, I've just been stockpiling. So it was like his birthday came early when I walked in and wanted it all. But what's incredible is, if you look at ancestrally throughout human history, and then also in nature now, so if an animal, a lion takes down a zebra or something like that, they eat the organs first, because from their perspective, what they want is they want the most nutrient-rich part of the animal, because they're not sure when they might catch their next animal. So for them, they eat the kind of the best bit first, because they know that's going to give them the best, they know on a subconscious level that that's going to give them the best chance of catching their next bit of prey, because they're optimal. And it's also going to make it, you know, make them last the longest until they actually need to eat again. And human beings would have been the same, you know, for the vast majority of human history, we would have prized the organs because of how nutrient dense they were. And now today, you know, people rarely eat organ meat. I know it's coming back in fashion a little bit in sort of top end restaurants in London. You're starting to see more offal used, but you know, it's rarely consumed and people have lost the taste for it. And so what we do is we take, you know, organs of the animals and we freeze dry it, we powder it and we put it into capsules. So you can take it in capsule form every day. And it's just a huge hit of micronutrients. And they're super, super bioavailable because this is one of the problems with a lot of supplement companies. People don't realize micronutrients come in two forms. So if we take iron as an example, and sorry, tell me if I'm getting too...
No, it's fascinating. Please go on.
So iron as an example, you've got heme iron and non-heme iron. Now, non-heme iron is the type of iron you find in spinach and plant foods, and heme iron is what you find in animal foods. Now, heme iron is way more absorbable for human beings. So we can actually utilize a lot of that iron that's coming into the body. Whereas non-heme iron, I'm not sure exactly the exact percentages. I should have talked about vitamin A because I do know the percentages for that. But you absorb a lot less of it. So when you look at, say someone says, oh, side by side on paper, you know, beef, steak versus spinach, what's got the most iron? And they on paper, they might look like they've got similar amounts, but actually when it comes to how much you can actually utilize in your body, the animal food is, you know, is much more superior. So that's the beauty of these organs, is not only are you getting a wide variety of nutrients and also a good density, but all of the nutrients are in the most bioavailable formats. You can actually use them when they come into your body.
Amazing. And I know that in Chinese medicine, they focus on the organs for healing, you know, the lungs and the heart and all of the, as you say, the inner organs are considered, you know, sacred.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that it goes into your philosophy and all of this ancient philosophy. And what about the bones? Do you cook those up as well?
Yeah. So that's one of the things as well. Doing this diet myself or eating nose to tail myself, I always encourage people, I always say supplements are supplements, you know, the clue's in the name. It should be a supplement to a good diet and lifestyle practice. That's the base. So, you know, for me, I always say to people, try and eat organ meat, you know, 2-3 times a week. And if you're doing that, you don't need the supplements. I'm the worst business person ever when I'm saying that. I say, just eat organ meat a few times a week because then you don't need the supplements. But the beauty about it is if you're someone that doesn't like the taste of organ meat, if, you know, you set out with the best intention of eating it a few times a week, but in reality you don't, then the beauty of having the capsules is, well, you can have them in the cupboard because it's freeze dried, all the nutrients are maintained, but they last for 2 years. And, you know, on those weeks you can't get organ meat, or if you're a person that just can't stand the taste, then you can reach for the capsules instead. And kind of the other beauty of them as well is if you ate organ meat, say twice a week, when you eat that, you're going to get a huge hit of micronutrients into your body. But because a lot of the micronutrients are water soluble, they'll pass through you. So you'll use them, they'll pass through you. And then you get another massive top up, you know, a few days later when you have organ meat again. With the capsules, you're taking a small dose every day, so the micronutrients are constantly circulating in your system. And I got to say as well, on the Chinese medicine point, so I've seen Native American, sort of tribes people from back in the day talk about how, you know, if someone's got a bad heart, they should eat the heart of a healthy animal. If someone's got a bad liver, they should eat the liver of a healthy animal. And the latest scientific research, which is being done at the University of Edinburgh, and I think it's really recent, they did this study, it was like 2018, showed that when you eat heart or you eat liver or any organ, it preferentially carries the nutrients and the amino acids preferentially carry to your corresponding organ. So it's fascinating that kind of ancient knowledge that was just kind of intuitively understood is now being validated by the latest science.
No, I love that. I love the fact that we've gone full circle. And in terms of people who've used your products and the feedback you've got in terms of well-being, what kind of things have you heard?
Just yeah, it's amazing. It's one of my favorite things about doing what we do, because every few days I'll get a message, either someone will email on the website or we'll get a DM on Instagram or something. And I'll say, oh, you know, I've had a lady message me the other day saying she'd just given birth and she was really struggling, feeling flat for, you know, a few months after giving birth. And she started taking the beef organs and she feels like just her energy levels are back through the roof. And she's, you know, she just feels back to normal again, which is great. And the thing with that is beef liver contains a huge amount of vitamin B12, which is amazing for energy. So it makes sense. And then I had a woman message me the other day saying she had major chocolate cravings for like the last 15 years of her life. And every evening she wouldn't be able to help herself. She'd always eat chocolate. She started taking the beef organ capsules and her cravings have gone away. And it makes complete sense, because when you're craving food, your body's crying out for nutrients. But because the food system's so twisted in modern day, foods don't have nutrients. Food scientists who work for, you know, Nestle and, you know, these chocolate companies and stuff like that, they purposefully leave nutrients out of food because they know nutrients fill you up. So they make sure they're not in there so you can eat and eat and eat, you know, their crap, basically. So when people are taking this stuff and their bodies are being filled with nutrients, their cravings are going away, which is, it's really cool. Getting feedback like that is really cool. Yeah, it's
wonderful. I also love the fact that, you know, that you're getting this feedback, but also this whole idea that it's not just one thing, it's the whole thing. It's a philosophy of life. It's the diet is more than just the food. It's the whole thing. It's everything that we consume, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's that, I suppose it's that connection with nature itself, you know, like the idea of eating those tail, like I've, since doing it, I really wanted to start hunting. And I, as a small step towards that, I've started spearfishing and starting to go, and it's not in season now, the fish are just coming into season, but I've been scalloping, you know, the last couple of months. And, you know, just going off the coast here in Devon, diving down, picking scallops off the back, bringing them home and, you know, cooking them up with Izzy in the evening. It's that thought of like actually getting, you know, going out and collecting your own food, seeing where it's come from, knowing how fresh it is. And it's an incredible thing. And that's the idea. It's not nose tail thing. It's a philosophy. Mm. It's a way, it's a philosophy around eating. It's letting nothing go to waste. It's having utmost respect for the animal. By using it, you know, this animal has given its life so you can survive and thrive. So, you know, it's an amazing thing to do, to not let anything of that animal go to waste. And like you mentioned before, you know, the bones is a big part of that. So we, here I make bone broth, you know, once a week, which is amazing for loads of different, it has loads of different health benefits. But we also, as part of the range, we sell a whole bone matrix, which is the same concept with the organs, where it's free dried and powdered down. And it's amazing source of calcium and phosphorus. And just like with the organs, feeding the corresponding organs, by consuming this, it strengthens your own bones.
And when people contact you, Josh, just for maybe they're a complete newbie and they're listening to this and they're really, really interested, where would you guide them to start?
So, it's difficult. One of the things I've learned, so with nutrition, is everyone is very individual. And that's one of the beauties of, with our company and the size we are and stuff, every single DM or email we get, I respond to myself. So if anyone's listening and they've got any questions, they're intrigued, they want to know what's best for them, just send me a message and I'll get back to you. We can have a chat and then we can work out what's best for them, you know, as an individual.
So it's the 28th of February. And it's been a very rocky few days on our planet. And I imagine there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of uncertainty. And in terms of, I think, you know, the holism and the nutrients for peace and mental health, is there anything that you would suggest to help that?
So Yeah, definitely. So that generally, in terms of managing stress, one of the two nutrients get massively depleted when you're stressed out, and then magnesium and B12.
Okay.
So I'd recommend those two as a supplement to anyone. Like I said, the beef liver or the beef organs is an amazing source of B12. We don't sell anything that has magnesium in. Personally, I use a brand called Pure Encapsulations. They're a really good London-based brand. And there's a load of different types of magnesium. I won't bore you with all the details of each one, but if you go for a magnesium glycinate, that's really good for relaxing the body, helping sleep. So I'd probably recommend that and take it in the evening before bed. And then one of the other things that we do is we sell mushroom powders. So we sell a reishi mushroom. So again, this is all, talking about Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine used a lot of mushroom powders, and they, you know, that's kind of where it came from. And reishi mushroom is, well regarded for calming the central nervous system, for helping people get into like a parasympathetic rest and digest state. I'm trying to think, what's its nickname? It'll come to me in a minute, but yeah.
So magnesium, reishi mushrooms, anything else?
I'd probably say those two as a primary for, you know, managing stress. And then the other one, which isn't a supplement, but just in terms of well-being in general, is any working in practice, anything where you can calm your central nervous system down, put yourself in a relaxed state, and, you know, breath work, meditation, anything like that's amazing, you know, amazing for relaxing the body and mind. Yeah.
And I love the fact that you said that it's a supplement, it's not the main deal. This is not a fixer. And I think we are very fixer-centric. Where's the pill for this? Where's the pill for that? And you're saying you need to look at it in a much more holistic context and take the supplements as necessary. Yeah. So Josh, what's next for Ape Nutrition?
So we've got a lot going on at the moment. Okay. We're expanding the product range. So we're kind of doubling down on the idea of nose to tail, and we're trying to go truly nose to tail. So we've got a variety of other products coming out in that regard, things like brain. We're going to go the whole animal. So that's one thing, expanding the product line. And then the other kind of major project we've got on at the moment is we're launching in Australia, which is going to be fun. We're nearly there with it. We're thinking June or July, we should have, you know, products on the ground over there, which is really cool.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And it sounds like your life has been up to a lot of synchronicity, a lot of following your heart, listening to your intuition, awakening spirit, and living towards your values. And there's something that we spoke about before we started to record, was this idea of personal sovereignty. So yeah, I wanted to know what your take was on that.
Yeah, I think it's such an important thing for people to realize, that idea of ownership. I know we spoke about Jocko Willink before, but I remember reading his book actually when I was traveling, and it's called Extreme Ownership. And that was kind of the first time I was introduced to the idea of, you know, pretty much everything that's happening to you is your responsibility. Or, you know, even if there's stuff outside of your control, if you take the attitude of, you know, everything that I'm doing is my responsibility, then it gives you, it empowers you, you know, because then you feel like you can actually change stuff. I think it's kind of, that's something that's lost in society today. We're almost trained through school to outsource everything, you know, to look to someone else for the answers. And health is an amazing example of this. You know, people go through and live their lives and don't really give health or what they're putting into their body a second thought. And then all of a sudden they get hit with, you know, some sort of disease, and they look to a doctor, you know, for a pill, or, you know, potentially some surgery to try and fix that issue. And one of the messages we try and say with Ape, and one of the things that I try and is just take your sovereignty over your health now, because your health becomes your number one priority at some point in your life. it can either blindside you later in your life and become your number one priority in not a very nice way, or you can take responsibility of it now yourself, and then, you know, you can live your life optimal and happy and healthy.
And I think it's also about the prioritization of what we consider important. But if we see that health is actually wealth, that is our inner wealth.
Yeah.
And it's the investment, you know, that's what we've been talking about today, is the investment on in you, really, to show up as best you can. Josh, I really enjoyed this conversation. I think it's full of great stuff. So people interested in buying your Nose to Tail, is that right? Nose to Tail products, your beef broth and all the wonderful things that you've got on offer. How do they get in touch with you?
So if you want to speak to me, 8_nutrition on Instagram is probably the best place. Just drop me a DM, bear with me. I'll be back to you within 48 hours. And if you want to buy product or you want to have a browse, 8nutrition.co.uk is the website. I should have set up a discount code for listeners of the podcast, but we've got one for the listeners of our podcast. It's AS10. So
what we could do, Josh, is we can put it in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Let's do that then.
So what we'll do is, whatever you've said, we'll put everything in the show notes so people can take advantage of a very kind and generous offer. So thank you so much. It's been really fascinating and long overdue.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thanks so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to the Reb Chat Inside Stories series. We hope you enjoyed it. To feature your inside story, contact us at www.rebcatcreations.com or follow us on Instagram at Reb Chat Creations.